Boker Tov, and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. We are now going to have the final podcast of the 13th parak of Masachet Yevamot, Daf Kuf Yod Aleph, Amud Aleph at the very bottom, the Mishnah Mishay and Asui L'shtei Yitomot Ketanot Umeit. So a man had two wives, both were Ketanot, and again Ketanot throughout the Shiur means that they were married with Kiddushin Drabanan, and the fellow died. Now, he has brothers. Uvaya Avam Al Rishona V'Chazar V'Al Ashniya. And the Avam had beer with the first wife, and then he had beer with the second wife, which is illicit, but nonetheless he did. What's going to be the status of the first wife? O Shaba Achiv Al Ashniya. Let's say that that another brother had beer with the second wife. Lo Pasal Tarishona. This does not invalidate the first one, because as we said earlier, Ektana is Knuya Vena Knuya Mir, meaning either she's fully Knuya, or she's not Knuya at all. If she's fully Knuya, then the first one is the Yivama, and then he had Bia with Eshet Achiv, and that's wrong, but it doesn't affect the first one. On the other hand, if she's not Knuya, then they're both outsiders. Now, V'chein Shtei Chershot, same thing will apply if they're both Chershot, because whatever diminished Kiddushin exists in one, exists in the other. Now, Ketana V'chereshet, here's where it gets tricky. Yeah, he has two wives, one is a Ketana, one is a Chereshet. If he first had beer with the Ketana, and then he had beer with the Chereshet, or his brother had beer with the Chereshet, Pasal Taktana. This now invalidates the Ketana, because the concern is, as we'll see in the Gemara, the concern is that he might have beer with the Chereshet first, right? And then if the Ketana is fully Knuya, then that'll knock the Chereshet out. Now, by Avam ala Chereshet, let's say he first had beer with the Chereshet, V'chazar v'ala Ktana, V'chibachi v'ala Ktana, Pasal ta Chereshet. In other words, each one is posel the other because of the particular safek in one case and diminished Kiddushin or diminished Zika in the other case. Now, Pikachat v'Chereshet, let's say the man has two wives, one is a Chereshet, one is an adult capable woman, by Avam ala Pikachat v'chazar v'ala Chereshet. If he first had beer with the pikachat, with the capable woman, fully able woman, and then he had beer with the chereshet, oshabachi wal chereshet, or his brother came and had beer with the chereshet, lo pasal ta pikachat, the beer with the chereshet isn't strong enough to knock out a full yibum, nothing could. By avam ala chereshet, but let's say that the avam first had beer with the chereshet, chazar vala pikachat, oshabachi wal pikachat, either he or his brother had beer with the pikachat, pasal ta chereshet, that invalidates the chereshet, because the Yibum with Chereshet is weak, and therefore the Bia later on with the Pikachat is strong enough to knock it out. Now, Gdola Uktana, same deal. Bayavam al Gdola, Vachazav al Uktana. So his man has two wives, one of them is a regular adult wife, and the other one is a child wife again. So if the Yavam has Bia with the Gdola, and then has Bia with the Ktana, Ushbachi al Ktana, or one brother came in a Bia with the Ktana, Lapasal ta Gdola, that's not going to knock out the Gdola. But if you flip the case, then Oshbachi Valagdola, Pasal Taktana, same thing. Parenthetically, we coach the Ktana in such a case to do Miyun so that the Yibum that he has with the Gdola will be the only relationship that's there. Now, Amr Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Halacha Krav Elazar, Rechen Amr Yehuda Elazar, Halacha Krav Eliezer. Now, we're saying here that halacha, it follows Rabbi Eliezer, that we coach her, which is what we had in a previous Mishnah, when we have the problem with the man who's married to the Ktana, and then her sister, the Gdola, falls to him. Halacha says, we coach the Ktana to do miyun, so you can do yibum with the Gdola. Now, Utsricha, why do we need the statement, both in Shmuel and Rabbi Eliezer's name, that halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer, in both cases, deit marba hakamaita, if we only had it in the first case with the sisters, then I would think that we ruled like Rabbi Eliezer there, because that's the only way that we can create the mitzvah of Yibum, is by having the Ktana take herself out of the equation. And here we already had Yibum. The man already had beer with the Gdola. Let him marry, does Yibum on the older girl, and before the younger girl reaches age, he gives her a get, then he gives this one a get, and Shalom Yisrael. And if we only had halacha Rabbi Elazar here, mishum the gedola ramya kame, because here the gedola has actually fallen to the guy, as opposed to there where she's achot ishto, havel idach lo. So that's why we need both. Good. Now we get to the last two Mishnayot of the Perek that are grouped together. Yavam Katan Shemal Yavam Aktana. So Yavam Katan is over 9, but not 13. And he has Bia with Yavam Aktana, some girl between the age of 3 and 12. So now, Yigdulu Zem Zeh. So we have them grow up together, and they stay together. And then the assumption is that when they reach age, then they, the next time that they have Bia, that will already confirm it. Bal Yavam Agdola, let's say this Yavam Katan, who was over 9, had Bia with a Yavamah, who was an adult, to Gavana, then she has to raise him. Hayvamasha Amra B'toch Shloshim Yom Lo Nivalti. Now we have a different case. Yavamah turns around and says to the Beit Din, within 30 days of him taking her, and she says, I haven't had Bia with him. Kofino Toshi Achlotzla. Then the Beit Din forces him to give Chalitza, because clearly he's playing a game, as it were. He refuses to do Chalitza, and yet he refuses to really consummate, so we force him to do Chalitza. But if it's after 30 days, the assumption is that no man is going to be able to restrain himself for 30 days. So the assumption is he probably did have Bia. But she's saying he didn't have Bia, so we ask him, we say, look, give her Chalitza. But if he agrees he didn't have Bia, even if a year has passed, and he says, yeah, I didn't give her have Bia yet, then we force him. As long as after 30 days, no matter how long after, we force him. Now, even this is the last Mishnah. If a woman takes a neder of hana from her brother-in-law, if she didn't while her husband was alive, meaning the assumption is she did it because she and her brother-in-law got in a fight somewhere and she took a neder, so kofin toshiach lotzla. Then, once the brother dies and she falls to him, we force him to give chalitza because we can't force her to violate her oath. But if she did it after the husband died, and that she did it to try to force chalitza, we ask him, but we don't force him to give chalitza. But let's say that she intended it, meaning while the husband is alive, she knew that this guy was going to perhaps be her yavam, her husband was sick, whatever was the case, she had no children. Then we see it as being telegraphed as if she did it afterwards, and therefore we only ask him to give chalitza, we don't force him. Now, the first thing the Gemara observes is that we have a Yavam Katan having Bia with Yavam Aktana, and that it's valid, and then they remain together. So it must be not like Rameir. Why? Tanya Katan Aktana lo chotzin v'lo yamin v'ver Rameir. Rameir says that minors don't do Bia Yibum or Chalitza. Chalitza certainly not, but Yibum. So now, a fila tem Rameir. You could even argue that Rameir could be the author. Ki amar Rameir gdolala Katan Aktana gadol. Why? What did Rameir mean? Katan uktana. He didn't mean together. He meant a katan with a gedola or a katana with a gadol. Why? The chadmi now bia de yisura habi, because one of them who is a majority is involved now in a bia, which may be a bia of yisur, because if the minor turns out to be sterile, sorry, sir, an ilonite, then this will only have been eshet ach shelo b'makom mitzvah. So if they're both minor, v'katan habal aktana, if they're both minors, havayu ki hadanin, they're both of status, where they're not chayav anything for having an inappropriate bia. So lo amar, maybe a mayor would say that's also okay. V'haktani bal yivam agdolah tegadlanu. The next statement of the Mishnah is a katan who has bia with the yivam agdolah, and according to what we just said, a mayor could not support that. He says ba, meaning b'diavad if he did it. Rameir says l'chadchil you don't do it. I v'hagad al tegadlanu kamar, but the solution is that the vama raises him, which means he stays with her and he continues to have bia with her. Chol bia bia di surahu. According to Rameir, every bia would be a bia v'nisur. We go back to our original statement. Michvarta, it is clear, white as snow, and clear that our Mishnah it cannot be Rameir. Now, why do we allow this at all? Why do we allow a katan k'tana to have yibum? Kari kam l'hakim l'chiv shem. After all, the purpose of yibum is to reproduce, and the katan can't. I love bar hachihu. So abayam akra yivamaya vo'aleha. The answer is the pasuk says that yivamaya vo'aleha kolduhu. Any sort of bia, even if it's a bia that won't produce presently, unlike a saris who's knocked out because he's not physically able, he's not in the parsha at all. Rav Amar Balav Hachi, even without that pasuk, Nami lo matzi talmud, you can't say that a katan would be out of the parsha for Yibum, because mi ikamidi dehashti asir alei uvatar shata sharya. How could you have a certain circumstance where today the relationship is invalid, and then later on it's valid without anything changing? Sure, that happens with divorce, or with death, etc. But just to grow up and suddenly for something that was also to become mutter, that's backwards. We have this principle that we saw chiefly in the third parak, that anytime you have a yevama, that at the moment of nefila, you can't have bia with her, because, for instance, you're married to her sister at the time, then she is keishet ach, she is lo banim, and she's always asur to you. Right? And therefore, it must be the case that katan may do yibum, because otherwise you could never have somebody grow up into yibum. Why doesn't that happen? The answer is because the Torah starts out the story of Yibum with brothers dwelling together. Meaning, as long as they're in the world at the same time, one is 30 and the other is a day old, that's still Yeshiva Biyachad, and the day old boy is now in the Parsha of Yibum, and when he reaches the age where he could do Yibum, even though he's not a Gadol, he already does Yibum. Good. Now, the next clause in the Mishnah was a Yivama who claims within 30 days that the Yavam never consummated the marriage. So Mantana that Fatin Yomin Mokim Inishanafshe. So who could be the author of our Mishnah who maintains that a man will under normal circumstances be able to restrain himself for 30 days, and therefore if she claims within 30 days, Lo Ba'alai, we believe it, but we don't believe it after 30 days, and therefore we only recommend that he gives chalitza, so we don't force him. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir, he is Rabbi Meir, the Tanya, Tanat Betulim, Kol Shloshim Yom, the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that a man who betrothed the girl and they got married to her can come anytime within 30 days to the Beit Din and claim that I did not find her to be a Betulah, because we could assume that he restrained himself for up to that period of time, and then finally, when he came to consummate, he found her not to be a Betulah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Nistarala Alta. Rabbi Yossi says if they were secluded together, then he has to claim it immediately, otherwise that's it. I mean, the assumption is once they are newlyweds and they're alone, they're going to consummate immediately. Loni sturaf lachar kamashanim, but if they never have a chance to be alone, then he could have the tana years later, because it took them a long time until they could finally be alone. It sounds like Rav Meir is the author of our Mishnah, because Rav Meir seems to say, under normal circumstances, a man can only restrain himself for 30 days. Rabba Mar, Filatim Rabbi Yossi, said, not even Rabbi Yossi could be here. Ad Kamakam Rabbi Yossi Hatam Elabat Rusato de Gispa. There, that case that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir disagree about is talking about his fiancée. His fiancée he feels very comfortable and intimate with, and therefore he could wait a long time. Aval Eshet Achiv, but his brother And therefore, because of that, the minute that they're in seclusion, we assume that he'll already consummate, because he already feels a certain looseness and intimacy with her, and therefore he won't restrain himself. But with his broad sister-in-law, he has a certain shyness, mivzas bazis mina, and he's going to be a little shy, and therefore he indeed might wait 30 days until he finally overcomes his shyness and is willing to consummate. Now, time out. The Mishnah says in all of these cases, we either force him, or we push him, or we recommend that he gives chalitza. Why don't we push Yibum? So Amarav b'shigita yotze mitachat yada. Rav says, our Mishnah, the case is talking about when she's holding a get. She's holding a get, which means, therefore, there is no room for Yibum now. The only question is, do we say that he had bia with her, and therefore this is a regular get, and she's divorced, or that the get is a sham, as it were? We'll see that it's not the case, and that he still has to give chalitza. Good. So Meiteve, we have a challenge against this notion that our Mishnah could be talking about a case where she's holding a get. If Amasham Rabbi talks Shloshim Yom Lonivalti, our case. Bein Shehu Omer Baalti. Bein Shehu Omer Loni Lo Baalti. If a woman says within 30 days, I didn't have bia, no matter what the guy says, I did, I didn't, Kofino Toshi Achlotzla. We force him to give chalitza, we believe her. La'achar Shloshim Yom. If after 30 days, Mavakshin Himen Toshi Achlotzla. Again, we don't care what he says. If she says he didn't consummate, we request that he gives her chalitza. He omer et nivalti. What if she says, I did have bia? Who omer lo baalti? He says, no, I didn't. Harizei yotzi beget. Then we believe him, and he gives her a get. Who omer baalti? She says nivalti, and he says lo baalti. We believe her, and he has to give her a get. We believe that she's had relations with him, she's now his wife, he has to give her a get. Who omer baalti? He omer lo nivalti. The opposite. What if he says, I did have bia with her, and she says, no, you didn't? Even if though he changes his mind later, we still believe the first statement. So, get v'chalitza. He suddenly now needs a get and chalitza. Now, remember, this whole case we said was like our case, where she comes and according to Rav, already has a get. So how could you say, in this case, she now needs a get and chalitza? Riyami tzricha chalitza im gita. So Riyami says, read it as follows. Not that she needs a new get and chalitza, but rather, this get that she has to be accompanied now by a chalitza. Rashi amar, no. That's not what's happening. Hatam get lezikato. In our Mishnah, what happened, the way Rav is explaining it, she comes to the get, means to get lezika, meaning the minute that she felt him, he wrote her a get, to passel her and to put her in the direction of chalitza. Hacha get lebiato. But in our case, the one that we just read, we're talking about get that is after they had bia. And then the idea is that according to his word, he had bia with her. And according to her word, she didn't have bia. So therefore, he has to give her a get because of that bia, and she has to give her chalitza because of the possibility that he didn't have bia. Now, Hanu Shnehem Modim Da'atu L'Kami D'Rava. There's a story about a man and a woman who were moded that they didn't consummate, and they came to Rava. Amarlehu Rava. Rava said, Chalutzu Lava Sharu Latigra. So he said, give her chalitza. He said to them, do chalitza, and let's finish the deal. In other words, no need for a get. Amar Shravi L'Rava, Atayin Tzvicha Get V'Chalitza. Rav Shiravia said to Rava, we have a brayta that says that she needs both get and chalitza. In such a case, Amalei Itanya Tanya. He says, if there's a brayta like that, what can I do? That's one way to read Itanya Tanya. The other way to read it is to say, there's a brayta, but I disagree. The simple way to read it is, though, the first way. So Rav Nachman's son asked him, Tzaratam Mahu, if a man takes a woman in, and then within 30 days, or after 30 days, whatever, she comes and claims, Loni Valti, and we're going to force another chalitza. What happens to the tzara? She married another guy. So Amrlei Bechim Neisha Anu Kofin Vakshin Teaser Tzara. So what? We operated and gave a full yibum. The tzara, the minute that the guy married her, the tzara is now wanted to marry somebody else. The fact that she's claiming that it wasn't consummated, and we're forcing or we're requesting another chalitza, shouldn't affect the tzara at all. She's already on her own. Good. The last clause was Hanodera Tana'a. So we said if a woman is Nodera Tana'a from her brother-in-law, if she does it while her husband's alive, so then we know she really had a neder against this guy. And therefore we force him to give chalitza when the husband dies. But if it was after the husband dies, we know that she was really just trying to circumvent Yibum, and then we just ask him. Now, Tana'a Tam, we have a mission in Gittin. Rishona Yomim Shalosh Nashim Yotzod V'Notlok Ktubah. Originally they said there were three kinds of women who, because of something that they do or say, get to leave the marriage and they get the ktubah. Ha'omer tmeah nilach. If a woman says, I am tmeah, meaning asura to you. Hashamayim beni levenecha. Heaven separates me and you. It's kind of neder. Or netula ani min hayudim. I am not allowed to be with any Jewish men. That's a neder. Chazur lomar shlo teishan otanet einaha biyacher mekalkelet al ba'ala. So they changed their mind, they said. So we shouldn't have a case where a woman decides she wants to marry some other guy, and therefore she uses one of these formulas to pretend that something terrible has happened, and therefore her husband has divorced her, and she has a ktubah, and then she goes and marries another guy. Ella, so what do we do in all these cases? Homer tmeah nilach, if she claims, I am tmeah to you, which means that we have some sort of relationship which is prohibited. Tavi raya lidvarah, she has to prove that that's the case. She can't just say it, we believe her. For instance, Neishet Cohen, who turns around and says, I was raped. So she has to prove it, otherwise we're not going to believe her. Hashamayim beni levenecha, what is it? What do we say? Yasu derech bakasha. So what does that mean? We ask her husband to treat her nicely and behave nicely, so that circumvents that. In other words, what she meant when she said Hashemai Beni Uvenecha means heaven separates us, means you never have relations with me. So we asked the husband to rectify that problem. Netula Nimin Hayudim, what if she says I am forbidden to all Jews? Yafer Chalko Misham Shato. So he does a hafara on only his chalik, which means she now does have a netter that she's not allowed to be with any other Jew ever, but not him. Good. Ibayalu. So another question is, if she says that, and then he's made for his chalek, liyavam mahu. What happens when he dies? Is she prohibited to the yavam? Mi maska data the mayit ba'alav and aflakami yavam, when she said it and then accepted the repudiation of his chalek. Did she have in mind the possibility her husband might die and she fall to a yavam, she has no kids? Olo. Rav Amar Yavam Eino Kabal. Rav says, no, the Yavam is not the same as the Baal, and the Yavam, if she said that, the Yavam is, she's not allowed to be with the Yavam. Shmuel Amar Yavam Ariu Kabal. Shmuel says, no, same thing. Amar Baya Kabate to Rav Mistabra. Follows Rav, why did Nano? Der Hana Ami Yavamam Achaye Baalak, Ofinoto Shiach Lotz. If she takes a neder while the husband's alive against the brother-in-law, then when the husband dies, we force chalitza. Mita the maska data. If indeed we think that when a woman says such a thing, she has in mind already the brother-in-law as a possible mate, then revakshin mibayle, it should be the same thing as taking a neder after the husband died, because she's already directed towards him, and there it's only that we request the diyos chalitza. No, hachabayaskin be isha shiish tabanim. We're talking about a woman who has kids. The chole halomaska data, she wouldn't imagine that her kids would die, and then her husband would die, and all that, and suddenly the brother-in-law is a potential husband. The minute she had kids, he's off the radar. So therefore, when she took a neder against him, she really meant it towards him as a person and not towards him as a potential mate. Aval ein la banim mai, so what's the story if she has no kids, and she takes the neder while her husband's alive? Mavakshin, then indeed would do mavakshin, just like as if the husband was already dead. That's Rav. So on the time to come to the chacha fidu chay baal mavakshin manu sheach lotzla lifung nidu vidirav amet var mamur mishay shta banim and a banim mavakshin. But if that's the case, then once we said that if she intended it even while her husband's alive, we only do mavakshin, we should distinguish and say this is only if she has kids. But if she doesn't have kids, then we do mavakshin even before the husband died. So we reject Abaya's statement that we don't distinguish whether she has kids or not kids. Kofinoto kirav shvaminam. So this is what Abaya is supporting, is that indeed the case is that whether or not she has kids, then she took the neder before the husband died, then kofinoto, because it was clearly directed at the brother-in-law as a person, she wasn't trying to circumvent Yibum, which means she does not have Yibum in mind, and that supports Rav's contention that the Yavam is not Kebaal, and if she took that net and Shlami Anime Yudim, and they repudiated the part of the husband, the part of the Yavam is not repudiated, Shmamina. Hadran Alach Beit Shammai, Baruch Hashem, we have successfully completed the study of the 13th parak of Masachet Yevamot. Hashem, in the next podcast, we will begin the 14th parak, which itself will only be taken under two podcasts because it's a relatively short parak. Everyone should have a wonderful day.